Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Urban Conversation. This is your host, Lakel Marie. I have to turn my mic up a little bit. And I'm joined by my co-host, Manuel Hill. How are you doing this evening, sir? I can hear you rumbling.
I am doing good. I'm actually rumbling because I had to make a mad dash to the store to get an item.
Oh.
Something a little devilish to snack on this evening.
Oh, well, you must share since you said it. You have to say what it is. you can't just say an item. We're live. You have to tell us, and you know we're nosy, so we want to know what are you getting.
I had to go get me a pint of ice cream. I had to. I don't buy and keep ice cream at home. But I'm just feeling like indulging in a little bit of ice cream. Is that okay? Is that okay?
There's nothing. What kind of ice cream do you like?
This is Breyer's Drumstick. It's like fudge and vanilla and.
You're serious about it. So you're gonna be eating
ice cream. It's fat kid stuff. It is definitely fat kid stuff.
You know, I'm not really a big ice cream eater, but I used to really love, pecan praline or pralines and cream or something
that
like that.
Stuff. Woo.
Yeah, but that I stopped being able to find it. I don't know, did they stop making it or...
It's one of those hard to find. It is. It's definitely hard to find pecan and praline. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And there's one pecan praline that has cherry, like cherries in it too. Yeah, it's hard to find that.
Cherries. No. But but the pecan praline, definitely. You know, and I was going to say that I'm like, I'm still fighting a cold, or I don't know if I mentioned that the last time, but it's crazy. And I'm like kind of freezing. And then you're talking about ice cream. And now, even though I'm cold, and I'm
now
like, oh, no, I want some ice cream. Darn you, Manuel. Anyway, I don't know if you guys, I'm pretty sure that you have seen the video. It's been circulating for the past week of the teenage girl who got basically manhandled by the officer that came into the classroom, and she didn't want to get up, or I don't know what it was. But did you by chance see that video?
Of course I did. Oh yeah.
Okay.
And I've
Well, you know, there's a lot of static going on with people that are saying, well, it's the kids of this generation and we need to start addressing that. And yeah. You know, I actually did not post that video in our Urban Conversation group. And if by chance you have not joined us there, make sure you do on Facebook. Urban Conversation Radio. I know a few of you guys have started following us on Blog Talk, which is cool, but get us on Facebook so that you can interact with us on these questions that we post from time to time. But yeah, I didn't post it in there because not for any reason in particular, I just didn't, but I am curious to see what some of our listeners and just some of the people that are in that group think. do you find fault? And I'll just throw the question out there, and you guys can you can give your answer throughout the hour, and you can inbox me as you do, or you can call in or whatever you do. Okay, someone's already inboxing. But yeah, let me know. Do you feel like she has some fault in how he handled her, or do you feel like this is just another case of, you know, police brutality, police, you know, kind of not, you know, knowing when to pump those brakes? What do you think, Lalo?
I wish you could see my face right now. Unfortunately, you cannot. I will say this. There is we all have an inherent responsibility for how we deal with people, you know. So when we want to talk about this generation and the young kids and how they respond to adults and authority, this is not this generation. The thing is, it's just witnessed. You know, I mean, we've always had people who bucked authority for as long as there's been authority. And is there something that she could have done? Yeah, she could have just instantly got up. She could have, long before that officer ever showed up, she could have did whatever it is the teacher told her to do, and then that could have staved off all of this. However, the responsibility, the largest responsibility, is those that are in power. And one thing that I've, I had a quote one time that said, the most responsible thing is when you have that power, it's knowing when not to use it as to when to use it. So this man knew that he had the physical upper hand on this young lady, this child, this student, this minor. You know, I don't care what you want to call her. He knew. And he used well beyond excessive force, well beyond. I mean, so far beyond. And somebody on one thread that somebody pulled out made a thread last week sometimes, saying, because everybody was referring to her as a child, as a young lady, as a whatever, and this person was saying that people need to stop using these trigger words to get an emotional response. And my response to that was, all you have to do is see the video. There's no words that need to follow. There's no trigger words. This dude, and the one thing that I said in the military, they can't handle you. In basic training, you can't be handled that way by drill instructors. In prison, unruly prisoners can't be handled like that by by correctional officers. So why would there be precedent for this? Right. There is no precedent for this. And yes, we can always fall back to say, well, if she would have behaved a certain way, then this man might not have behaved a certain way. We can absolutely, you know, agree with that. But that does not mean that the larger responsibility isn't on him. And, of course, there's a racial element that comes to it. There's a man versus a female, or a male versus a female.
Yeah, it's a lot of different variables that play into that.
Right, there's a lot of different variables. And it's sad. And, of course, it comes on the heels of everything we've been witnessing for the last few years with police brutality, and how it does seem like black people are always on the end of the stick where things go bad. Every single turn, that's what it is.
Yeah, and you know, I think it'll always be you'll always have people who will choose to blame the victim in situations, and that's just the way that it is. Whether it's a black white thing, white on white, it doesn't matter. Some people just tend to want to always place the blame on the person that's on the receiving end of it. So,
right.
At any rate, definitely give me your feedback. Some of you are inboxing me right now. I don't know if you're inboxing about that particular question, but this is our Freestyle Sunday, so we're going to be all over the place. I got four. Yeah, Manuel is, we can hear that he's now back at home with his ice cream. I got about four, just a couple of, just a few questions. So you guys definitely have time to get more in. And We're going to try to address whatever it is that you guys want us to talk about, and then whatever is on my mind. Real quick, I saw, and it's so stupid, I'm trying to pull it up and find out which branch this guy was. I can't remember, but I don't know if you saw it. It's a military guy who got arrested because he tried to go on base dressed as the Unabomber or one of those guys.
Oh,
some
my
bomber.
God, this idiot.
Yeah. And this is a real story. He got arrested because he got detained, I should say, because he tried to go on base dressed as this bomber. Now,
he needs his ass whooped for not having common sense. That's what that is. You're arrested for being stupid. Fine, I'm totally okay with that. Now, if he would have been the victim of some brutality, then I'd have been like, you know what? You deserve that for being an absolute idiot. Come on, man.
Yeah, I was just kind of like, seriously, that's what taking Halloween to the extreme. That's just being really like, are you, like, I'm just trying to understand, what was he, I don't know. I'm trying to find it. Hopefully I'll find it before we're done. I thought I marked it, but I didn't. But, yeah, don't know what branch he was in. He thought it was funny. And he basically felt like he had a lease to do that since it was Halloween. But I guess the military is like, no, we don't play that.
Yeah, we don't care. Like, show up to the airport on Halloween, looking like that if you want to. See how that works out for you.
Yeah. I don't celebrate Halloween. Do you celebrate Halloween?
I do.
Did you give out candy?
Well, no, not this year, not this year. But typically,
okay.
I do. I take my kids out. We used to do something all the time. You know, when I was little, when I was younger, you know, our parents were okay with it. I was raised in the church, so they did have specifics that we couldn't do. You know, we couldn't dress up like devils or demons or anything like that.
Right.
But if we were going to be some sort of superhero or, it depended. They were just kind of in between on it. They kind of, straddled that fence a little bit, like, let's not do anything evil. But, I mean, if you guys want to dress up like a superhero or something, a ninja, Power Rangers, whatever was going on when I was a kid, that was fine. And so we.
Now, what's funny is your friend, who I also have on Facebook, I don't know how to pronounce his name. It's D-A-R.
Is it starting with a D?
Yeah. Okay, so we put a post up about the homemade costumes. So we were talking about that briefly because I was like, yeah, I know the pain of having the homemade costume because being brought up in church, we didn't celebrate Halloween. They called it people are going to be like, you sinner, you forgot. What was it called?
Was it all Halloween?
We had a couple of, like, we did Harvest something.
Or
yeah,
Harvest,
I don't
yeah,
know.
Harvest. Yeah, Harvest. I think it was Harvest.
Something, right.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Harvest Festival.
Yes, that's what it was, Harvest Festival. So, but, they would let us do costumes, but it had to be biblical characters. And pretty much you're not going to find that in the store. You can kind of find it now, but, my mom wasn't trying to put out any money for that. So we, my sister, Sonia, who actually is in fashion, she went on to get her degree in fashion and also in art. So she was always really creative. So she would have a field day making these costumes and, ooh, I wish I had a picture because at the time, you was like, yeah, this is cool, but I'm pretty sure.
Right.
I'm pretty sure if I saw a picture
y'all
of it right
lame.
Now. I'm pretty sure it looked a mess. But so we would do like, and then they did like Heaven and Hell Night in our church. And they it was like actually really, really fun. And it was kind of crazy that they let the kids do this. But the adults helped, you know, decorate it. And what they did is, and this is when I was in Denver, and the church was really huge. So we had a downstairs where they would do like different events and so forth. So they let us have the whole downstairs. And they said part of the, you know, part of this downstairs as the hell portion. And when you went through it, you know, you saw like the devil and demons, and like they had like you could eat food on that side, and all the food was like really spicy, like it was so crazy. And then like when you go on in heaven,
but I dig that though, you know, because it was fun, and at the very least, just trying to, because sometimes, you know, with our religious beliefs, you know, we can kind of take childhood innocence away in the name of what we believe to be holy and pure. And so so I can appreciate something trying to be done so that children do feel like I was able to participate in some sort of holiday festivities, you know, even if the parents decide to get a little creative and make something else out of it, or whatever the case may be.
The most annoying part...
I guess as an adult, the most annoying, like for me, the most annoying part about the Halloween time of year is when you go onto Netflix and on demand and everything. All your movies are the Halloween movies and the scary movies and the monster movies, and I've never been really big into horror. I've never been big into it. There's only certain ones that actually move me to fear. Anything related to exorcisms or poltergeist, those
exactly,
are the ones
that's how I am.
Like any sort of exorcism type movie or poltergeist and stuff like that. That's that unknown spiritual stuff that I just that's something I know I would never play with. So I do have a respectful spirit of fear. I ain't worried about a man in a chainsaw. I'm not going to ever be there. But boy, that exorcism stuff, that's some scary stuff right there.
I know. You know what? Yeah, and we weren't allowed to watch those movies, of course, but my oldest sister, Gwen.
she snuck and watched everything? Is that what it was? You going to snitch on Gwen? Are you snitching?
I will say their name. That is my sister, so I am allowed to say Gwen. Her full name is Gwendolyn, but we call her Gwen. She was the oldest, or she is the oldest of five. So, yeah, she spearheaded a few of those forbidden TV watching moments that definitely scarred me. And the watching The Exorcist as a kid was so horrible, especially when they was like, you don't be, you know, in the pulpit, don't be letting your kids watch that mess. You gotta And so you're already like, oh my God, I'm going to hell for watching this, or something's gonna get in me. But yeah, I hate those type of movies. And I actually, someone, I will not say their name, convinced me to watch the first paranormal activity movie, the very first one that they came out with. And I don't know what I was drinking or what space I was in, but I watched that movie and it messed me up. Like I was like literally in prayer and fasting for like 2 weeks after that. Cause it was, I am not kidding. That movie had me so messed up. I was like calling people and telling them about it. Like, let me tell you something. And you know what it is? I've had experiences with, I know that stuff is real. Like, I know a lot of people are like, no, it's not, you know, in my experience.
Oh, no, I think it I don't play with the paranormal, the spiritual world. I've never been that kid that's, hey, you guys want to play with the Ouija board? After the first time I saw anything about a Ouija board and that stuff, I was like, man, y'all can't even get me to play checkers. You couldn't get me to play board games for a good minute.
You didn't want to touch a board,
man. I didn't want to touch a board that had a moving piece to save my life. You know, you couldn't get me to play chess. Damn that. No.
I don't believe
in unlocking those doors, because I believe those doors are already open. And if you go to playing with those things, man, come on.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah. Don't be playing with. There's so much unknown, and just we really are spirits, and I'm just like, playing with spirituality, whether it is in the form of life or death, is not something that I get down with. So anyway, but yeah, you mentioned like Hulu. Like, I watched a couple of crazy movies, and I actually don't remember what they were. They were like, they're real stupid. Like,
The one that I'm a fan of the most is, I am a fan of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre movies.
Oh, God.
Like those. Yeah, like when you go back to watching some of the original ones, and I remember going up watching the Jasons, the Freddies, and the Halloweens, but that's that era, that's those 80s, era. Since then, I haven't gotten into this new age of this paranormal this and all this other stuff. It doesn't even.
Don't watch it. I'm just saying.
I'll just turn all the lights on. I'll feel okay.
It didn't work. That movie, that was just not right. All right, we're going to get into to a few of these questions that we got. So.
What is that music? What are they doing? Who's making that noise? Who is that dude that's going, what is going on?
I don't know who the guy is. I don't know who he is. All right, so we got a couple of questions. Just a couple, and you guys can definitely keep inboxing throughout the hour. This is Freestyle Sunday, so it's no particular topic. So anything that you want us to address, we will. Okay, we have one from Camara. I think your name is. You didn't say don't say your name, so I'm saying your name. Probably not right. You said you've been married before. Would you get married again? And what advice do you have for moving on after divorce? For me, I don't trust men at all.
Damn. God. Did she say I don't trust men at all? She don't trust men at all. Okay, Camara, never mind. I was going to say something. That's not nice.
Her option
is women at this point. Like, if you don't trust men at all, I mean, you got to go try out women, I guess. Like, God.
Woo. Yeah, I don't know. Well, I mean, I you hear that a lot. Like, people, women, when you've been hurt and so forth. But
yeah.
I would say, of course I would get married again. I believe in the institution of marriage. Absolutely, wholeheartedly. Now, what would it take for me to do it again? That's a whole nother topic. But absolutely, marriage is beautiful. Love is beautiful. All of that's great. And as far as advice to you, the only thing I would say, what I learned from my own experiences, which is all I can speak on, is don't stay in a toxic relationship just because you love the person. When you feel like you're losing pieces of yourself, you have to get out. And abusive relationships, don't allow, if you're in the church. I know for me, because of my background, I stayed longer than I should have, because there's a lot of the church is special when it comes to what they teach on divorce. So I'll just leave it at that. So you kind of feel like you have to stay until the wheels fall off. And that's all great when it's things that both of you are working at. But if there's abuse in it, I tell women, definitely get out, whether it's physical, verbal, mental. Anytime you're being abused by someone, you got to get out. And for you saying that you don't trust men, you're not ready, like Manuel says, so you probably need to, heal, work on that.
Right.
Because men didn't hurt you. So, I don't know. If you're listening, inbox us and tell us more about why you don't trust any men.
Like that, and that's rough. Like, I mean, I feel bad for people that are in that situation where they don't trust any of the entire sex. Like, wow, like, that's pretty heavy.
That just means that they've been hurt, you know, pretty bad.
Right.
And possibly, you know, she may be just like, she may be just getting out of it. You know what I'm saying? Which I don't know. She'd have to tell us more, but. You know, I mean, I get it. I get, you know, pain can make you really, really go there. Like, if you don't deal with it head on and really heal, you know, you can get bitter. So it's not like it's, you know, I totally understand where she's coming from. All right, Shelly said, I feel like this person was like, I feel like you came here from the church. Like, I don't know who you are personally, but I need to look on her profile and see if she's like one of my mom's and my dad's like church members or something. I'm just kidding. She said, do you believe in waiting to be intimate until marriage? I feel like, what if you wait, then find out after you're married that you don't like the person sexually, or they aren't, and she put equipped in parentheses, you can say, or they aren't equipped the way you like. I'm gonna give you the good Christian answer.
I'll give you the other answer.
Emmanuel will give you the heathen answer. I'm gonna say there's nothing wrong with waiting to have sex until and I'm just putting Christianity on her. She didn't even say she was, so I don't know if you are or not. But I don't think it's anything wrong with waiting. But here's the thing, like, you can wait and still get to know each other in some ways without, like, you know what I mean? Like, because I'm like, you, like, if you're engaged and you have the date set and you guys are like, oh, yeah, we're going to get married, and you've never, like, you're not going to rub him or, like, there's no touching at all.
Right.
And I'm sure they'll want to stone me for this, but I don't think that that's necessarily how you have to get down. I think you can kind of get intimate without having intercourse.
Intercourse, right,
you know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
Like, you don't have to, like, and, I'm not saying, yeah. Go ahead.
I was going to say, yeah, I was going to kind of go down there. Like, if it's really that big a deal and you want to actually wait until that marriage is, like, you've actually went down that aisle, then, right, I agree with you. Y'all can check each other out for the most part and do as much as you can possibly do without there being any penetration. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. Y'all can touch, rub, grind, you know, get as close as y'all can without, you know, going there.
I'm sure that would be hard to stop, though.
Right, and it would be, but at least you know what that person is working with as far as equipment goes. But now if you're going to go ahead and just flip the coin and just wait it all the way out, I mean, good luck. I know I wouldn't. I'm not, listen, I hate to say this. I know this one has been used over and over again, but I'm not purchasing a car without test driving it. I'm just not. Like, I mean, I'm going to make sure. Yeah, I got to make sure the brakes work. I got to make sure it accelerates. I got to make sure the steering wheel is tight. You know, things got to work a certain kind of way.
Did you say the steering wheel is tight?
Yes, she did.
You know when you get a new car, how, you know, there's less play in the steering, well, there's more play in the steering wheel. The minute you turn left, right, that car instantly responds. Well, when you have a car for a significant amount of time, you get more play in the steering wheel where it seems like you don't respond. So I'm just saying, you want to know as much as you can going into a situation. I'm not saying you and this woman have experience, but you at least want to know that you guys have sexual chemistry, that you guys are bonded sexually,
yeah.
You know, when you're satisfied, and that's at the last, because obviously there's always the stigma that in long-term relationships, the fires tend to die down. You don't want the fire to already be dead by the time you decide to walk down the aisle. That's terrible. That's a recipe for disaster. Absolute recipe for disaster. You marrying a person knowing that, that things ain't right in the bedroom. That's terrible.
That's terrible. Well, there you have it. Mm-hmm. Shelly from Manuel. Manuel says, let that man test that steering wheel. And you test it. Mm-hmm. Like,
you make sure, you know, you make sure the clutch ain't broke when you use that stick, girl. You make sure everything is good. You better make sure. You're going to be really disappointed later. Mm-mm. Hello?
Hello?
Mm-hmm.